The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa.
You must be born again. You must be born again. John chapter 3, from verse 1 to the verse number 5. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. John shares with us that there was a man of the Pharisees, meaning this man was a distinguished theologian of his time. Nicodemus was also a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin, that exclusive council which controlled the religious life of Israel. But this Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Was he ashamed of his kind of caliber coming to Jesus? Or was he fearful? Are you also ashamed of Jesus or fearful of people when it comes to taking a stand for Jesus? Matthew chapter 10 verse 32 says, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But in verse 33, Jesus went ahead to say, But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Glory to God. Receive grace today to be bold and courageous everywhere for Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe Nicodemus was not afraid or ashamed. Perhaps he wanted a quiet and uninterrupted meeting with Jesus. This is why it is also important to often separate yourself in a quiet place to commune with God and also the Word of God. But this is not the main point of today's message. In verse 3, without Nicodemus asking, Jesus gives him an answer to what was bubbling in his heart. Does God know our heart? Sure, of course. God knows our heart. Jesus makes it clear to him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Glory to Jesus. Jesus goes straight to the issue of his heart without him asking. And by making a categorical and uncompromising statement, Jesus says, I say unto you, I am telling you emphatically, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Precious one, truly, truly, Jesus is saying unto you, except you to be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. It is a fundamental spiritual principle. You may be in the United Kingdom, yet except you are born again, God's kingdom, you can't see it, much more to be part of it. Born again? What weird requirement is this? How can a man born of a woman be born again? Exactly what Nicodemus was asking. Can a man born of a woman return back into the womb to be born again? Or are we talking about incarnation here? These were the same questions going through Nicodemus' mind. Jesus immediately helps Nicodemus by informing him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So Jesus emphatically is saying unto you, also, you don't need to be born again by a woman, but you need to be born of water and of the Spirit. Except you are born of the water and of the Spirit, you too cannot be part of the kingdom of God. What is Jesus saying when he mentions being born of water and of the Spirit? Simply, Jesus is saying, except a man believes in him as Lord and Master of all and confesses with his mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, he cannot be saved from his life of sin and death. But when he believes and makes this confession about Jesus Christ, he is brought out of darkness, sin, death, into the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of light, peace, joy, and real life. As a proof of our newness and our translation from darkness into light, we are baptized in water. Mark chapter 16 verse 6 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Glory to God. Having believed and baptized in water, there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which everyone who believes must experience, a glorious experience. You may have been born in a Christian home and have been in the church all your life. This means nothing. You are like the Pharisees who were always in the temple and have studied much the scriptures. You must be born again. You might have been born and raised as a Muslim. Today, Jesus is saying unto you emphatically, truly, truly, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You may be a professor, politician, business tycoon. Except you are born again, you cannot be part of God and God's kingdom. You may be old or young, male or female. You may be educated or uneducated, employed or unemployed. There is no exception for you. You must be born again. Now, are you willing to trust Jesus with your whole life? Are you willing to be born again today? If your answer is yes, a sincere yes, make this confession then. Say after me, dear Jesus, I believe in my heart today that you are Lord and Lord of all. I confess this day that God raised you from the dead. You are alive forevermore. I am born again. I am a new person in Christ Jesus. Jesus has come to dwell in my heart by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious one, you are born again today. Find a Bible-believing church and attach yourself to get baptized and also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and continue your journey there. God will continue to keep you and order your step. His joy and peace will continue to dwell in your heart. You are blessed forevermore. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noahsproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noahsproject.org. The Word of Faith podcast is a listener-supported ministry of the Noah's Project. If you want to partner with us to bring this content to enriched areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noahsproject.org/donate. God bless you.